song you sang to me. Making coffee every morning. Doesn't matter where I go. Another day, another show. Nowhere else feels like home. It's alright. You know how I like it. It's just fine. I'm honest, it's just okay. It's so nice, but you know how I like it.
If you are a Ham fan, you know that song. That is Jeremy Messersmith. You know how I like it. KEXE is excited to announce that we're going to be broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair a week from Friday. It's August 28th. We'll be in the Education Building at the Ampers booth. Hope you can come see us. We're excited to be at the fair and meet folks and make some live radio. And we're not unlike the almost 2 million people that went last year to the Minnesota State Fair. And sometimes folks go there for the food, the rides, the carnies, or they're going because they have submitted something they made or created for competition in the Minnesota State Fair.
I'm Kari Hedlund with Heidi Holton, and joining the conversation now is Amy Thielen, our host of Ham Radio, and she is here along with Minnesota musician who we just heard from, Jeremy Messersmith. Jeremy not only wrote and produced that theme song to Ham Radio, but we also hear he's a state fair submitter. I don't know really what that means, but welcome, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
It's good to be here.
Good to see you all. Hey, Jeremy. I did not know that you submitted things to the state fair.
It's my first year. It's my first year. So I'm mainly calling in for advice on how to enter stuff appropriately. If anybody has any tips.
So Jeremy, you are not only obviously a musician, but I remember the days of COVID when you discovered that you were doing the 100 cookies from that cookbook, and you are a big baker. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
100 cookies.
Which book? Oh, 100 cookies. That Sarah Kiefer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. Her recipes are great.
Yeah.
So you made all 100 of those?
No, I only went through the first 50 as part of like a desperate COVID stab at sanity and delight. And it made me very popular with my new neighbors. I just moved and then realized as I was baking through that I couldn't possibly eat all the cookies that I was baking. So I became very popular very, very quickly.
Was that your first deep dive into baking, or was this a longstanding thing for you?
I had baked quite a bit, but I think that was my first deep dive, is I finally just had the time. You know, all of the gigs were canceled. I didn't have much else going on. So I was like, I'm just going to really focus on getting good at making cookies. And my favorite is actually this one, which I'll be entering, which is the white chocolate rosemary and apricot cookies, which I think is a really fun kind of herbal take on an oatmeal raisin cookie. And yeah, we'll see how that one goes.
Is that like a sugar cookie, or more of, you said like an oatmeal? It's got oatmeal in it.
Yeah, it's more of like an oatmeal cookie, but white chocolate, rosemary, and apricot. So it's just kind of like, it's a little lighter and kind of fragrant. And I think the white chocolate and apricot go really well together.
And the apricot instead of raisins.
Yeah. I'm not a huge raisin fan in general. So I try to substitute.
I mean, who is?
I don't think people are. Don't you feel like they're masquerading as chocolate chips and then you're always disappointed?
Yeah.
I just had a flashback, Heidi, childhood with that. Yes.
I don't mind the raisin.
You don't mind them, but see how you don't profess your love.
True.
You know?
Like,
true. Yeah.
Although I do love like sour cream raisin pie. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about what is the procedure and the rigmarole and the pomp and circumstance of entering something into the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, I'm really here for just like a taste of glory, and I'm after that ribbon, you know, which if it's not this year, I just want to eventually get it some year, and then I can, you know, kind of go on with my life. But the first thing was I had to read through a gigantic document, which had a bunch of, to me, seemingly bizarre categories for baked goods, and then suss out what categories I needed to enter mine in. And then this Saturday is the day that we all line up and go drop off our stuff at the fairgrounds.
Okay, we have to hear about some of those categories.
Well, the two categories that I'm entering are 1055, which is... a light drop cookie, and then I'm also entering some lemon bars, which are class 1064 bars, cake type or single layer with or without topping. And those are my best guesses, that those are the categories that that those two cookies will fit into.
So Jeremy, do you need to submit taste tests before, or like, how does this work?
Well, I have road tested these recipes a lot, and I mean, if you're asking if I can maybe swing by and bring you some baked goods at the fair on August 28th, then
it would not be mad about that. Would not be mad about that. Just saying.
But I had a there was an event that I baked lemon bars for this spring, which was like a big Minnesota bars bake sale. Which was a fundraiser for restaurants affected by ice over the winter. And in prep for that, I probably made about a dozen different batches of lemon bars and just tested recipes, mostly just to find, they were all delicious, but it was mostly just to find what I liked in a lemon bar and what was my favorite. And then, from there on, that's what I'm going to make for the state fair this weekend.
So what are your lemon bar requirements? So what do you like? What were you trying to bring up or bring down?
Yeah, I like it real tart, and I like a maximum amount of curd. And I made a lot of mistakes because I don't really know what. Again, I'm not a professional. I've not worked in a bakery or anything. Made a lot of mistakes, mainly that powdered sugar just kind of like dissolves instantly and turns weird when you put it on a wet surface. So I found out about the special kind of sugar that you can put on that stays in place. I got a bag of that. So now all of my desserts are beautiful.
Oh, what is that? What is
dusting sugar? I think that's what it is. And it doesn't.
I don't know about this.
I don't either.
It doesn't melt when you put it on something damp, and so it stays there. So you get that beautiful white topping for your lemon bars. Yeah.
So what's in it?
I forget if it's either fructose. There's a difference between, you know, like the fructose and sucrose, and it's the other one that's different from the regular powdered sugar, which is, you know, just like cornstarch and sugar. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big tip. There were a couple lemon bar recipes I really liked. I like a Zoe Francois lemon bar recipe is great, and then the Barefoot Contessa herself was also maybe my favorite for like the thickest curd and maximum tartness. I played around a little bit with like some tarteners and stuff, but in the end, I didn't really end up needing any of those things.
Nice.
You mean like citric acid?
Yeah. I got a big bag of it, and now I don't know what I'm going to do with a giant bag of citric acid.
Ooh,
if you have
Amy.
Any tips for that.
Yeah, Amy?
What? Put it in your dishwasher if you have hard water, which up north we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I do use citric acid sometimes. I know it feels like it's a cheat, but sometimes you don't want to add liquid, but you want to add tartness. But I think that, you know, for the Minnesota State Fair, you're going to probably have some really good tasters. Mm. And that might be good to forego that and just go all natural.
Mm. Yeah, what I have been told, so I have asked everyone that I know who has ever entered anything in the State Fair and even talked with a couple of people adjacent to some judges. And what I'm told is that for the most part, they are looking for well-executed classics. So I'm going to try to be as kind of just classic in my presentation and flavors as possible. Nothing too crazy. Although the white chocolate apricot rosemary is kind of insane. So we'll see how that goes.
What about a crust on the lemon bars?
Yeah, the crust, because I end up liking the idea of having lemon in every layer. So I think my only adjustment is I would put a little bit of like zest in the crust. But it's pretty basic, just butter, sugar, and then I try to get it really smooth with like Saran wrap, you know, so I don't have like the little lumps in it, and I'll kind of try to do that. I sometimes will put like a lip around the edges to hold the curd in a little bit more, but for the State Fair, I'll only be entering kind of like, you know, my most symmetrical middle four pieces of the bars anyway. So okay. I may not worry about that.
So for the tasting, you're dropping off this weekend. The fair starts the following week. So do these baked goods sit there for, I mean, when does, do you know when the tasting happens? And then how is it displayed? Is it the old, you know?
I don't really know, to be honest. I had someone tell me that there are so many more options, but not everything even really gets judged. But that may not be true. But they just have so many baked goods that no one could possibly kind of taste through them. So they may take a selection of them if they look good and try it. I think it's you can start. I think they start at like 9:30 or something. You have to be in line by maybe 1 or 2, or you will be turned away. From what I understand, the line itself to submit your baked goods is kind of a party. So I'm planning on bringing extras. So maybe people, you know, I'm hoping. Really hoping that, you know, I can swap baked goods with people in the line is my sincere hope.
You could entertain them. You could bring your ukulele or a guitar.
I'm sure they would all want that. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the guy with the ukulele in the lemon
bar. That's the first thing on my list. A guy with a ukulele? Sign me up. Yeah.
Heidi will be there.
Yeah. I would love it. I would be the super fan, of course. Amy, we had a little conversation about whether or not Amy Thielen had ever entered anything into a county fair or a state fair. Now, it sounds like no to the state fair so far. What about
I never have. No. Oh. But my grandma did. Okay. I don't know why I never have. I just haven't. I mean, I go most years, but I'm 4 hours away, and I'm thinking probably about how am I going to get that freshly baked and down to St. Paul in time. I'm also, Kari, I also think that, like, at the end of the fair, I'm like, ooh, some of these cookies are, like, that's, like...
Or pies?
That's
a long time.
Yeah. So, but, you know, they do judge them ahead.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what you're describing, Jeremy, as process is so much like developing recipes for a cookbook. It's identical. Jeremy Messersmith cookbook, you know, it's what it is, though. It's just like kind of dialing in on one little thing.
I found that it's more about, like, I mean, a lot of the recipes are already out there. It's just finding what do I like, and what is the thing that I like to bring out, what's the variation. And I've had a lot of testers too. I'm on a competitive puzzle team. And we meet up every Tuesday at a library here in Minneapolis. And I bring a baked good every Tuesday. It's really just a front for eating snacks. We're not that competitive.
How
don't tell them.
But, how does who are you competing against?
We compete at the Winter Carnival, and there are all kinds of like meetups for puzzling.
Did not know about this world.
Mm-mm. Yeah, lots of breweries will have a competitive puzzle night. Everybody gets the same puzzle, and you open it up at the same time, and then you see who can complete it first. But my teammates have eaten a lot of my baked goods, and also a bunch of librarians at this point, and they will often offer some very great feedback. And so I've been, and we're also a little competitive. There are other bakers on the team as well, so. There's a bit of a healthy baking rivalry, and that's the ecosystem that I kind of live in that has spurred some of this.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really just an excuse to sit around and gossip and do puzzles and eat snacks. It's a good
try Karen's
time.
Cookies this week? Ooh, boy.
Oh, there have been some debacles. Like, I tried doing, like, a hot Cheeto marshmallow Rice Krispie bar kind of a thing, and nobody was into that. Somebody brought their kid, and they were very about it, but nobody else was.
I've got a 14-year-old who might be interested in trying that.
I was just gonna say that. When Hank was little, we used to make crazy stuff like that. Like, that's exactly what, like a 10-year-old boy, all into that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hot Cheeto Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this competitive spirit, I kind of like it. It's like you, that I like this competitions that are not really very serious. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, we really have to play up any of the conflict. One of the members on my team is entering some stuff in the state fair also, and is bringing in their mother from out of town, who is a pie cookbook author. I was like, oh, you're bringing in a ringer this week. I see how it is. I see what's going on. All right. It's very fun to play up.
That's great.
Well, if you have to amp up the conflict, it's like you're in a reality TV show, you know?
Yeah, precisely.
All right, well, we can't wait to hear the results and find out how this process goes. Come visit us if you're out there on the 28th. Come visit us. Say hi.
I will.
You don't have to bring baked goods, but no. We would not turn them away, is all I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, the 28th. If I'm out there, I will swing by and say hi.
Okay. Do either of you, before we get there, have any advice? Amy said you often go. Jeremy, is the state fair something you always go to?
No, not really. I frankly find it kind of overwhelming and overstimulating most of the time. And so I can last maybe a couple hours, and then it's like I wanna run home. My favorite thing to eat is still just like corn on the cob is the best thing there. I want to have like one bite of everything else, but then I could eat kind of unlimited corn on the cob.
Same.
Yeah.
Amy, how about you?
Corn dog. Well, I just wanted to ask for the whole group, corn dog or pronto pup?
A pronto pup for life.
I'm very confused about this difference.
Flour versus corn.
Okay. I am sorry.
Sorry.
I go pronto.
Okay. All right.
What about you, Amy?
I like a pronto pup.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about some new things coming out for both of you. First of all, you got a new album coming out, Jeremy?
It's out.
Just came out, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's called Fox Coyote, and I've been very busy this summer playing all over Minnesota.
We've been playing it a bunch here at KAXC,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And Amy, we are cooking up another ham radio season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. It's going to be really fun. I'm excited that we're going to move into kind of like late summer and fall cooking, which is my very favorite time to cook.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. This has been your slice of ham, a little preview for the ham radio. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. That's Jeremy Messersmith and Amy Thielen.